Iowa, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Making abortion illegal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what this vote would essentially do in Alabama.
25 ayes, 6 nays, 1 abstention. House Bill 314 passes.
Approved by the state Senate. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, a bill now passing both chambers of Alabama's legislature by overwhelming majority will make it a felony for physicians to perform abortions in Alabama. The bill's creators intend for the law to challenge Roe v. Wade in the Supreme Court. Detractors, like State Senator Bobby Singleton, say...
And I don't think it'll get out of district court.
Much of the opposition comes from the bill's lack of protection for cases of rape or incest, yet it does allow for termination in cases of the mother's life being at risk. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign it, Dave.
Evan, several other red states face legal challenges for banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The latest is Georgia, and Governor Brian Kemp has delayed an annual trip to Hollywood next week to promote his state's film industry as actors and movie producers threaten to boycott Georgia. Meanwhile, fewer moms gave birth last year. The number of babies born in America hit a 32-year low, a record low for women in their teens and 20s, the only age group with a slight increase in newborns, mothers in their late 30s and early 40s. His father calls it very unfair. But Donald Trump Jr. will go to the Senate next month to answer more questions.
A subpoena issued by a committee chaired by Republican Richard Burr angered some fellow GOP lawmakers. Fox News confirms the president's son agreed after the Senate panel signed off on limiting the interview to just a couple of hours and limiting the scope of questions.
Fox's Jared Halpern in the U.S. Embassy in Iraq is telling non-essential, non-emergency American personnel in that country to leave, citing threats from Iran and its proxies to Americans in the region. And they've recovered two more bodies. It's now 6 people killed in the crash of sightseeing planes in Alaska. They were cruise ship passengers on an excursion. This is Fox News.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
We've all read some surprising online reviews, whether scoping out a spot for vacation or trying to find the best happy hour. So why should finding software for your business be any different? With over 850,000 software reviews, make an informed decision with Capterra. Capterra is the leading free online resource to help you find the best business software. From applicant tracking to workflow software, read reviews in over 700 categories from users just like you. Join the 4 million people that use Capterra each month. Find the right software today with Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com/radio.
Gun control is definitely a campaign issue in the crowded Democratic race for president, and one of the candidates, Kamala Harris, will unveil her plan today in the first primary state, New Hampshire.
If elected, the California senator is vowing to take executive action if Congress fails to pass tough gun control legislation within her first 100 days in office. Among the actions she would take, banning the importation of all AR-15-style assault weapons, mandating near-universal background checks, and preventing convicted domestic abusers from purchasing guns. The Harris campaign argues the AR-15 weapon might be banned outright because they're not suitable for or readily adaptable to sporting purposes. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A 3-year-old boy is dead in Tennessee. Police say he found a gun in his home over the weekend, shot himself in the face while his mother was doing drugs. She and her boyfriend, now jailed, charged with negligent homicide. It's back to court today for the two students accused of shooting up their Colorado high school.
18-year-old Devin Erickson and a 16-year-old transgender student are in court in suburban Denver, expected to be formally charged with a shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch last week that claimed one life and injured 8 others. The 16-year-old suspect expected to be charged as an adult.
We're mourning, but there's also an opportunity for people to come together and support one another.
Everyone's going to get through this.
This on the same day they and many others come together to honor 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo, who police say gave his life when he helped tackle one of the shooters. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks could drop again. Futures are down the day after a partial rebound to Monday's big plunge. In the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans won the draft lottery, getting the top pick, and the defending champion Golden State Warriors beat Portland, taking game one of the Western Conference Finals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Time for your local news, brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man was sentenced to 8 years behind bars for having ecstasy for sale. 40-year-old Quandrell Fagan pleaded guilty to possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. The assistant DA said Fagan was arrested after a court-authorized search of his home. Fagan admitted that he had 44 MDMA pills in his home. The Street Crimes Task Force found the drugs in four plastic bags that day. Other charges in the case were dropped. A 45-year-old Gifford man is accused of robbing a business over the weekend. Chad Billings was charged with aggravated robbery for allegedly robbing a Homestead restaurant and bar employee early Saturday morning. Illinois leaders have introduced a plan that aims to end HIV in Illinois by the year 2030. It's called the Getting to Zero in Illinois plan. The efforts include increasing HIV treatment access and allocating resources to communities with the greatest disparities. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 and NMLS number 1772943.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, also on Cunningham and Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com.
Some clouds this morning, Stevie. We've got a high 70 expected. 52 our low tonight. Up to 80 tomorrow, down to 64. 86 the high on Friday. Wow.
Yeah.
It's getting warmer.
Yeah, it is.
Temperatures currently at 56 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 15th of May, 2019. Campus is pretty quiet. Lots of construction going on down there. Went down to get Christian and Benjamin out of their apartment. Janet had done most all the work. We kind of finished up yesterday afternoon. They lived on 6th Street. And I tell you what, the moving process, it is just all part of it. It is just part of it. It's nothing. I don't think anybody says, oh, boy, let me get some boxes and move. It is just one of those life things that occurs. And if you move a lot, then you kind of keep the boxes handy, right? All right, Republicans growing more nervous about next year's race for the Senate as President Trump ratchets up a trade war with China that increasingly threatens to cause pain to U.S. farmers. A lot of farmer friends around here that are a little bit anxious. To be sure, the 2020 elections remain more than a year off. President is popular in farm country, and voters in rural states largely have stuck with the president through thick and thin as the economy has grown. Jobless rate has fallen, but GOP senators say few expected the trade war to last as long as it has. Weston, are you there?
I'm here.
Kind of a big deal in Chattanooga, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I'm a big fish in a small pond, huh?
Yeah, you're big fish in a big pond. It doesn't like Chattanooga, Tennessee. Weston Womp.
Come on, there we go. I appreciate you two, though.
Oh, yeah. GOP analyst. He ran for Congress a couple of times, kind of a millennial saying, hey, all you guys are old, let me have a say here. You came close. You going to run again?
Yeah, one of these days. I mean, I made the mistake of running against an incumbent, and I got 49%+ of the vote against an incumbent by 20s. But I'm no Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I didn't quite pull it off.
Well, maybe you need some of that stuff so you get all the attention, all the media flock around you. Okay, so where are we here? Trade war. Donald Trump understands what's at stake politically. he knows how to get out of stuff like this with both winning a little. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is fascinating. You know, any of us can act like we're experts in the political era of Donald J. Trump. We wouldn't be telling the truth. And go back to this, made me think about 2003. I remember my father was serving in Congress. Karl Rove, George W. Bush were trying to figure out how to prepare post 9/11 for his reelection campaign. And they went to crazy lengths to lock down senior citizen voters in Florida. They literally put together Medicare Part D, forced it through in the wee hours of the morning through the Congress so that they'd have a campaign talking point for this entitlement increase in like 50 years when they did it. The point is, it is all politics right now at the White House. And that's, again, that's not a criticism of the president. That's just the historic reality of where we are. I have a hunch the president knows what he's doing here. I mean, there's a lot of populist sentiment that supports pushing back on the Chinese. And let's not forget the timing, right? The media wants to suck us into a reality where the presidential cycle is already underway. Not really true. The Democratic primary is underway. The presidential election it's a year and a half from now. And so the economy, you could argue, certainly the markets are on an unsustainable path. If you look at almost a direct daily growth from Christmas Eve 2018 until today, they're not going to grow like that straight through next fall. Not this fall, but next fall. And so if the president can oversee a little bit of a pullback in the markets, but be able to claim victory over the course of several months in a trade war with China and set himself up for some growth through 2020 up to his election, he'll look like a genius.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think they're going to meet? I think the president of China and President Trump will see each other here in a couple of weeks at the G20 or something. Do you think they can actually come up with something that can dial this down a little bit? I know the farmers around here are pretty nervous about it.
Yeah, well, I think in the meantime, the president is going to redirect as much of the revenue generated from the tariffs as possible toward American farmers. Now, that's probably not good economic policy long term, but it might lessen the blow politically. Part of the calculation here is that most of the states that are hit the hardest are Trump states, and they're probably not going to flinch.
Okay.
Your Nebraskas and Tennessees and Louisianas, et cetera. I think you'll see certainly the Chinese are going to have their feet put to the fire like they haven't in a long time. And the president, I think, is just demonstrative enough to try it. The biggest difference is our presidents have a different type of political pressure. You know, there's plenty of bad news about the Chinese economy. And even in the last 24 hours, consumer data coming out of China that shows it could be the worst in 10 years. Growth is slowing. Clothing purchases have completely stalled for the first time in 10 years. However, there's no election, right?
Right.
They don't have to worry about
it.
Chinese politicians don't have to worry about an election.
Right. Okay, we'll see what happens, where this thing goes. Who on the Democratic side, Weston Womp, will emerge and challenge Donald Trump? And will there be an independent like Howard Schultz or Mark Cuban?
Yeah, an independent would probably only spoil the thing for a Democrat. And at this point, it's not a novel or creative prediction, but Joe Biden's lead is big and sustainable. This is not a Jeb Bush scenario. Jeb Bush, a lot of people want to kind of point back to the Republican primary at this point in 2015. He never got beyond about 25% of the vote. There have been 10 polls in the last 10 days that have shown Biden in the mid-40s. And this is on the heels of the Creepy Joe allegations. Hard for me to imagine that any of these candidates behind him muster the momentum to pass him. He's going to have a lot of advantages. And he's a generally well-liked guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he opened up some states that the other candidates cannot. So I think Democrats would be wise to nominate.
All right. Well, Joe Biden, then, I mean, won't the progressives kind of be critical of this right-winger as they look at Joe Biden?
They're going to have no choice, right? I mean, primaries are won by pluralities. And so are they going to sit it out? Are they going to sit at home with Biden versus Trump? I don't think so. It's a little bit like, the hardcore conservatives got behind Mitt Romney in 2012, and it's kind of a situation.
Right.
They'll get it together, and truth be told, the mainstream of the Democratic Party is being pulled further and further and further left. The best thing that could happen Democratic Party would be that they nominate just kind of a regular Democrat like Joe Biden instead of one of these complete leftists who people in my home state, Tennessee, don't even listen to.
What if Biden went with, like, Kamala Harris or Beto or somebody like that on the ticket? Would that be so?
Yeah, whoever's on the bottom of the ticket really doesn't matter. We remember that. So it's more ornamental than anything. Hopefully it's not Beto. I think Beto has crashed and burned. Nobody, and I mean that quite literally, nobody seems to have much interest in what he's doing anymore. Kamala, though, is a different breed. I mean, she's really a qualified, intense woman. I don't know if she's got the kind of broad appeal. She's not as likable as Joe. And part of that's because she's a prosecutor. You know, she's been putting bad guys in prison her whole career. But I think, however they brand that ticket, Joe Kamala ticket was pretty strong.
Okay. Hey, Weston, nice chatting again. We've had you before. Your wife has to be all about politics. You knew what she was getting into when you guys got married, and three kids later, you're going to be knocking on doors one of these days, I bet. Weston Wah, appreciate your time. How do people connect with you?
On Twitter, Weston Wah, WESTONWAMP. Thanks, right, man.
Thanks, you bet. Good chatting again. Chattanooga, Tennessee, Weston Wah. 716 ESPN 93.5, 15th of May, halfway to June, warming up for the weekend. Let's check sports headlines.
And the Cardinals win 14-3 over Atlanta. Might as well put the cherry on the cake there with all those things, Stevie J, and a 6:20 start today, heard here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Atlanta, where the Cardinals put on a power surge last night with 14 hits and beat the Braves 14-3.
Four home runs to go into that 14-hit attack.
The pitch, a swing, and a high fly ball. That's hit down the left field line and deep. It might go. It's a goner. A three-run homer for Ozuna. That's the way to begin the road trip.
First pitch, top of the fourth inning, long to right, big fly, Fowler.
The 1-1, a swing, and a high fly ball to center field. This is sending Acuna back to the wall, and it is gone. Yadier Molina with a three-run homer. A swing, and there's a drive in the gap. Deep right center field, back to the track, the wall. It's a gunner. Colton Wong with a three-run homer in the ninth inning.
And the Cardinals also got good work from Jack Flaherty, who picked up his fourth victory. He went six innings, so he got deeper into the game. And the Cardinals also got work out of their bullpen. Gallegos, Leon, and also Gregerson all pitched scoreless innings.
That means Andrew Miller, Tyler Webb, Jordan Hicks, John Gant, John Brebbia didn't have to work.
And that's great. When you can line up your bullpen that way, I wanted to see Hicks in the game, but because of the big lead, they didn't have to use him.
Ozuna with a home run in the first inning, a three-run shot. Dexter Fowler in the fourth. Yadier Molina had a double and a home run, a three-run homer in the fifth, a three-run homer for Colton Wong. Now we'll see what the Cardinals can do tonight behind Michael Wacha.
You want to keep it going. Michael Wacha's gotten a lot of run support. Cardinals need to keep that going.
And we're on the air with our pregame show from Atlanta at 5:25 as the Cardinals won 14-3 last night.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
At 25-14, Cubs win. They are 3-1 winners over the Cincinnati Reds. Yu Darvish to the mound as we take on the Cincinnati Reds again. 5:40 start again. Heard on US 105.9. Kyle Hendricks did well.
A pitch on the way to Kyle. Swung on, hitting the air to center field. Back goes Senzel. That's over his head. It's up against the center field fence. One run is in. Here comes Elmora to score. A two-run double for Kyle Hendricks. Cubs lead 2-0.
Now pitching his way and hitting their way to victory with the best record in baseball, the Chicago Cubs. All right, you got your weather brought to you by...
Okay. It's Behavioral Perspectives. They provide in-home and clinical-based app Applied Behavior Analysis. It's Apple Academy. It's over in Champaign, especially focused on kids with autism between 2 and 7, and they've got their ribbon cutting tomorrow at noon. Cloudy conditions today with a high 70, low 52 expected. 80 tomorrow, down to 64 with more clouds. Clouds on Friday's forecast, but the high 86. Partly cloudy Saturday, high 84. Right now, 56. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. ESPN 93.5, it's 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, you may be seeing some new fast food options where you live. Restaurant brands, parent company Burger King, Tim Hortons, and Popeyes plans to expand to more than 40,000 restaurants around the world within 10 years. It currently has about 26,000 locations. Children's Place is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. Though sales at existing stores declined, it did make a profit. Analysts were expecting its business to shrink in the period because it was competing with Gymboree's going out of business sales. Tilray, the Canadian marijuana company, brought in more money than expected in its first quarter, though Tilray was spending more to improve production and manufacturing, and its CEO, Brendan Kennedy, says some of its growers lied about how much they could produce. It could take a couple of years for the company to resolve supply issues. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
A couple of things. Construction around campus, it's okay.
That's right.
It's just got to break a few eggs to make an omelet,
it's
as they
true.
Say. And if you get behind, like, a combine, it's okay.
That's right. Happy they're out and about finally.
Yeah, think about it as your grandpa driving it or something.
Uh-huh.
Because it'll give you a little more patience. If I get behind a slow car, I'll just say, hey, that's like my mom or something.
Okay, there you go.
It just gives you that perspective. If that's your mom, then you wouldn't be trying to get around.
I love that. Watch for those orange triangles.
And watch the farmers. And, again, you can get behind a long train of those guys. They're just trying to move it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We live around here. It's cool. These guys are anxiety-stricken.
Especially now.
But the thing about
May 15th and they're planting now.
Thing about the elections around here, it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what you do. We don't count. We're a blue state. That's how the system is set up. And it's a little frustrating because Illinois will go blue because of Cook County and Chicago. Brother Johnny says we ought to take, like, Maine and Nebraska and take the section. So the 13th Congressional District would probably be an electoral college vote for the Republicans because Rodney Davis would win it. So you'd have where your vote would count in different areas of the state. So Nebraska has however many electoral votes, 10. It might go 7-3 or 8-2 Republican, but at least the Democrats are represented. So it's nice to have that where it's not take all, winner take all, because us south of I-80 don't feel very valuable in a national election.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter who I vote for president because the president is going to be blue. Well, that's a given. It's just a done deal. So in that regard, you know, farmers voting against Trump, it won't matter in Illinois, but it certainly could matter in other states that are generally all red. Anyway, that's politics. 7:25. You can text in always 359-2255. Coming up, I'll be giving you a very unique opportunity. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens. They do the granite countertops,
yes.
Marble.
Yes.
The backsplashes.
Yeah, over by the sink.
Cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
They've got cabinets on the lower end. They've got cabinets, the worming thing. I never understood it.
Wow.
Where they put the little holes in cabinets, and that's really expensive, and because some of the guy has to put. Why would you want little holes in your cabinet? I never got it.
Because you want the warming thing.
Well, why? You're putting holes in your cabinet.
I don't know.
But it's the same exact thing as you see kids ripping their jeans.
Right.
Why would you put a hole in your pants? I don't get any of that either.
I don't either.
And that made me sound really old. But
kids
yeah,
these days.
Kids.
TV.
Turn down the music. Anyway.
But Luther Falls, top notch.
Yeah, and the guy's name is Luther Falls.
Right.
I thought it was a place in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm, with a pretty waterfall
yeah.
is what you kind of have in your image.
He's a very nice man.
Excellent.
And very, very good at what he does. So
all
what
right.
we're doing coming up in just a matter of like 10, 12 minutes, I'm going to give you a chance to text in and have a shot at $1,000 toward your kitchen or bath project. Not going to probably cover it, but if you're thinking, man, that's perfect, I needed that countertop, and it's going to take a whole $1,000 off the thing, then that's you. But I don't know if you're a candidate for this or not, but if you are, maybe you have a friend that is, have them text in, 359-2255. We'll have you do this in just a few minutes. So if you want a chance at $1,000 from Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, have I got a deal for you.
I love it.
You'll have those two things you have to do. Make a deal within 7 days and tell me what you thought of Luther. That's it. All right, that'll be coming up in just a matter of moments. A very somber, fairly serious. I really debated whether we ought to talk about this. But there's that show, 13 Reasons Why, which essentially deals with teen suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when you put shows like that, the feeling is, oh, that'll just give them the idea. Yeah, suicides are up from that age. And it's a Netflix show. Apparently they spiked. We're going to get a research psychologist, a psychoanalyst on for just a few minutes. I guess it's kind of an FYI, so you kind of know that there's some really sad things going on out there that you at least ought to be aware of. Sticking heads in sand on, you know, mental illness and suicides and things like that doesn't really help us.
That's right.
Maybe there's something you'll see or notice or recognize that you could save somebody someday.
Local group in town called Rattle the Stars. They've got something coming up soon, too. So it's something we should be aware of.
I think more people take their life than die from opiotes every day, which is very sad. 720, we'll touch on that next.
359-2111.
Alabama's governor has not said publicly if she'll sign into law the nation's strictest abortion law. It passed the state Senate 25-6, sponsored by Republican Terry Collins.
I think everybody's sensing that it might be time for a change.
The bill allows abortions only if the mother's health is in danger, no exceptions for rape or incest.
To those of you who have a baby girl, just close your eyes for a moment and think about, because it's possible that it could happen.
That's Democrat Bobby Singleton. The funeral's today for Kendrick Castillo, a Colorado high school senior shot and killed last week. He was one of three students who rushed one of the two shooters. Another was Joshua Jones. He was shot twice in the leg.
I pulled him to the ground. Brandon got the gun out of him. Kendrick shoved him against the wall.
Seven other kids were wounded that day. The two suspects face murder charges. This is Fox News.
Check your local news now, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook, online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Bond is set at $2 million for a murder suspect who surrendered to police. Isaiah Kane was wanted for the May 5th fatal shooting of 21-year-old Scott Roth in an apartment complex parking lot in the 400 block of Edgebrook Drive. Kane, who was 28, surrendered on Tuesday afternoon. Police are still investigating what happened. A decade behind bars is the sentence for an 18-year-old man who admitted to his role in a shooting. Khalid Purnell pleaded guilty to aggravated battery with a firearm in connection to the shooting February 3rd in North Champaign. An 18-year-old Champaign man was shot during a robbery attempt. Illinois leaders have introduced a plan that aims to end HIV in Illinois by the year 2030. It's called the Getting to Zero in Illinois plan. The efforts include increasing HIV treatment access and allocating resources to communities with the greatest disparities. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these specs are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Yeah, big event for this autistic event. It's Cutting Ribbon Day for who?
Behavioral Perspectives Apple Academy, okay, over in Champaign.
And this helps who?
In-home and clinical-based applied behavior analysis for kids 2 to 7 diagnosed with autism.
Okay.
This passionate, dedicated team provides individualized programming on a one-to-one ratio to maximize learning. You can learn more at bpiaba.com. We've got clouds today in a high 70, 52 our low tonight, 20% chance of showers both today and tomorrow, high 80 expected tomorrow down to around 64, 86 by Friday, 84 on Saturday with partly cloudy conditions. The 80% chance of scattered showers is on Sunday with a high 77. 57 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you listening. Here's a study. Suicides among kids aged 10 to 17 jumped to a 19-year high in the month following the release of the TV series depicting a girl ending her life called 13 Reasons Why. Study published can't prove the Netflix show was the cause, but there were 195 more youth suicides than would have been expected in the 9 months following the show's March 2017 release. Research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power, an in-depth study of the professional women in a relationship, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Doctor, how are you?
Fine, thank you so much.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, how do I deal with this? What do I take from this?
Well, what we have to really realize is this is something that's really going on, and we have to look at it, and we have to find ways to take care of it. Parents, schools, friends, schools have to start giving classes on gender differences, anything that's diverse in the community. We need to bring together and celebrate differences in school systems. And if you see a child who's alone, bring him in, invite him to lunch if you're a student. And parents need to also be alerted to see what it is to look for, which is if the child changes their sleep patterns, if they're isolating themselves, if they're not eating, if they seem depressed, that child needs to be brought up, spoken to, taken care of. It starts with the little conversations, ending up in more serious conversations if your child is comfortable with you. So there are an array of different ways of treating this. Technically, on social media, as you know, it's gone rampant with bullying. Parents need to be able to find a way, and they do have apps to get into that. Even on the cell phones and messaging needs to be explored and looked at as well.
I mean, we used to say, gosh, they're just going through a phase, they won't talk to me. It's much more serious with the smartphone.
Yes, it is. You know, teenagers do go through phases. They're not fully developed. And a lot is happening to their bodies and mentally. Till the age of 26 does the brain develop. And then with all the trauma around them, they're very overwhelmed. But what they do need to know in the message is that life does change. Often bullies forget that they even bullied you. And some of the most successful people have been bullied. So we really need to be able to deal with this effectively as they're dealing with their daily events and their changes in school as well.
So what are some things, friends, family, teachers, parents, some warning signs, Frieda, that you would say you gotta look into that one?
Well, if someone is really involved with no one, if someone is not involved with school, if they're not doing well, if they're not having any friends around them, when they're isolated socially, that's a warning sign right there. And that child needs to be brought in, because often these kids who are the most sensitive are the most bullied. And we have to know that you need to stand up to bullying. You have to be strong. You can't even wait for a teacher or someone to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to know what to do, because the ones that are bullies are the ones that are most intimidated by life, and they have to be put in their place.
Kids can be so cruel. Oh,
very cruel.
Mm. Frieda, I appreciate you out there. You can hear the passion in your voice as we try and educate people and give them, you know, information about the very sensitive issue here. How's your book selling?
My book's doing well. Everything is doing well. I'm enjoying my media interviews. That's fun. And I'm hoping to produce the show as well. So I am keeping busy.
I could hear you at 2 a.m. on a radio station. You just seem very comforting, very good voice. I like talking to you. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, the book is What Price
My
Power, available everywhere.
Always,
thank
yes.
you so much. And take care.
I wish you the best.
You as well. Thank you, Frieda. Frieda Birnbaum, ESPN 93.5.
People just don't realize when they're typing how much harm they're doing on social media, with texts, with the Insta, with the, all the apps these days that the kids have to stay social. It can be so harmful.
Well, and again, it's just,
and they would never do that face-to-face.
Well,
you know what I'm
saying? And again, when we were growing up, obviously, there was nothing like a cell phone. And for these things to be in everybody's pocket, and for them to post embarrassing pictures, I mean, heck, if you had the wrong pair of jeans on, you were embarrassed, mm-hmm. let alone the world knowing
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
The high waters, the things shrunk, and you make fun of kids.
Acne.
Everything.
Too
it's
fat,
brutal.
Whatever.
Yeah. Too thin? Too everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right, just to be aware. But again, if they're isolated, that's bell number one. And if you're a parent or grandparent with children, if you can just encourage them to love, try and be that special person that doesn't go with the group because you're special if you don't, because generally everybody does, because they're not going to buck the system, because that one leader, it will isolate you. And you're at least in the circle, and you're not going to dare step out of it because then you're that person. Nothing's changed except the amount of horrible exposure somebody can give you on a smartphone. Okay, 7:40. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to text in right now, I would like to give you an opportunity to get a $1,000 voucher from me. I'm paying for this thing. And I want you to try Luther Falls Custom Kitchens. Now, it might be a project that you've thought about doing, and you're just not timing this for today, but maybe it is. Maybe this will make you go, you know what? I need
now
it.
Is the time.
Now is the time.
You just goosed it with $1,000.
If you just type in Luther, L-U-T-H-E-R is the guy's name, Luther Falls. That's a guy's name. That's his mm-hmm. name. I think his dad and his grandpa named Luther Falls. They're all Luther
Falls. Third and fourth generation of stone cutters.
Yeah,
and
no. They know how to do this thing, and they're beautiful. 359-2255. Text in Luther if you'd like to be considered for this $1,000 gift from me. You have to go there and do this thing within 7 days, and then I'm going to ask you a few questions when you're done.
So remodelingchampagne.com, I was poking around.
That's
on
his website.
Luther Falls website.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, there's some great ideas.
Oh, my. Yeah. And the backsplash.
Exactly.
Those are always good.
Located over by Round Barn, 2706 North Mattis.
And they got all price ranges, so you don't have to get the worming. It's $1,000. And I went in, talked to him, checked him out. And when I do this with people, I, for the most part, have really checked them out.
We're partners.
That's how it works. So I will.
We've got a lot of people interested in.
For the $1,000 bill.
Some remodeling.
Well, it's not going to get you there.
Right.
It's going to help.
Right.
Okay, 359-2255. Text in Luther. And after 9 this morning, we'll get hold of the person that's going to be lucky enough to do it. If you don't, I'm doing this again next month and the next month, at
least. Sounds
good. 359-2255, and yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good for you. Somebody's going to be happy. 7:42, Cubs and Cardinals both win. Cubs have the best record in baseball.
That's right.
It's all coming up.
Join CU Kiwanis for their 25th annual All-You-Can-Eat Pancakes Breakfast this Saturday from 7:30 to 11 a.m. at Bromley Hall on 3rd Street in Champaign. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, juice, and coffee for just $7 per person, and kids under 3 eat free. All proceeds support Kiwanis programs. For more information, visit CUKiwanis.org or search CU Kiwanis on Facebook. Kiwanis strives to change the world by serving children, one child, and one community at a time. We'll see you this Saturday for the All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Breakfast, 7:30 to 11 a.m. at Bromley Hall in Champaign.
All right, here we go. Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Cardinals went big, and they have another game today against the Braves. 6:20 start. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Michael Walker to the mound. Let's get more details with our Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Atlanta, where the Cardinals put on a power surge last night with 14 hits and beat the Braves 14-3.
Four home runs to go into that 14-hit attack.
And the Cardinals also got good work from Jack Flaherty, who picked up his fourth victory. He went six innings, so he got deeper into the game. And the Cardinals also got work out of their bullpen. Gallegos, Leon, and also Gregerson all pitched scoreless innings.
That means Andrew Miller, Tyler Webb, Jordan Hicks, John Gant, John Brebbia didn't have to work.
And that's great. When you can line up your bullpen that way, I wanted to see Hicks in the game, but because of the big lead, they didn't have to use him.
Ozuna with a home run in the first inning, a three-run shot. Dexter Fowler in the fourth. Yadier Molina had a double and a home run, a three-run homer in the fifth, a three-run homer for Colton Wong. Now we'll see what the Cardinals can do tonight behind Michael Wacha.
You want to keep it going. Michael Wacha's gotten a lot of run support. The Cardinals need to keep that going.
And we're on the air with our pregame show from Atlanta at 5:25 as the Cardinals won 14-3 last night.
All right, and the Cubs win. That final was 3-1. Great to hear Kyle Hendricks do well.
A pitch on the way to Kyle. Swung on, hit in the air to center field. That goes Senzel. That's over his head. It's up against the center field fence. One run is in. Here comes Elmore to score. A two-run double for Kyle Hendricks. Cubs lead 2-0.
Yes.
That's all they needed.
And it was 3-1 before it was all said and done.
Yep.
Darvish to the mound, 5:40 start against Sonny Gray for the Reds. You'll hear it all on U.S. 105.9. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 9-0. On to the NBA. Golden State now up 1-0 with their 116-94 win over Portland yesterday. Bucks and Raptors in action tonight. Looks like the New Orleans Pelicans will get the number one pick.
How about that?
And probably Zion Williams.
Oh, yeah, it's his Zion.
Okay.
That's your guy.
Right. And then the Knicks, Lakers, Cavaliers, Bulls got the number seven pick.
Yeah, that was disappointing. They were hoping to get a little higher. But it's a lottery. And Phoenix, Cleveland, and New York were supposed to have the best odds. Each had 17% odds, and Pelicans got it. So there
That's
you go.
Right. NHL action. Boston leads the series 3-0 now with their 2-1 win over Carolina. Final round of the NCAA men's golf in Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
We did well yesterday.
We did fine.
We got a little shaky.
We did okay.
Tied for second right now.
We're fine. We are. All we have to do is be top five. This is the final round today. Michael Fiegels is challenging to win the whole region. The goal is to be top 30 and get to national. And then if you're top eight, you get to be in match play to have a shot at the national title. I think if this young Mike Small golf team makes the Nationals, that's amazing. Really young team. They'll benefit from it. Anything past just the top 30 is high five.
Sure.
Okay.
East Lansing, Michigan for our baseball team tomorrow at 4:30 as they take on Michigan State and wrap up the season. Then the Big Ten tournament comes our way next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. This is regular season.
Right.
Okay. And then next week we go to Michigan because they host since they won the Big Ten.
Omaha, Nebraska says here for the Big Ten tournament on the 22nd.
Oh, okay. I always thought the home team that won it got, well, that's better. Neutral, kind of.
Exactly.
Of course, Nebraska. It's Omaha. It's going to help them. It's not Lincoln.
For the text in, too.
Yeah.
I'm still getting plenty.
Luther?
Yeah.
Luther's getting, I got to tell him, I tried to get Luther on the air today and he's just Mr. Shy. No, you guys know how to do it. I'm all right. All right, Luther, you're the man. 749 ESPN 93.5. So weather next.
Their superpower is love. Celebrate superhero animals at the Animarvels Expo, Saturday, June 1st, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Westside Park in Champaign. The Animarvels Expo with Rattle the Stars will have play areas for dogs and cats, animal contests, an animal parade, food, music, vendors, and exhibitors. There may even be animals for adoption. Go to rattlethestars.org for more information. Rattlethestars.org. Proceeds benefit Rattle the Stars suicide prevention programs. The Animarvels Expo, sponsored by Champaign Counseling, promoting peace from within.
Here's your weather. When do you go to Gerber collision? When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. Bummer, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Up to 70. Chance of precipitation, 20%. Otherwise, mainly just clouds and low 52 into the evening tonight. 20% chance of precipitation up to near 80 tomorrow, down to 64. 86 on Friday with the clouds. 84 the high, partly cloudy. cloudy on Saturday. Scattered shower chance at 80% on Sunday with a high 77. Right now, 58. ESPN 93.5.
Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, now located in the Round Barn next to the DMV. How are you, my friend?
2 whole weeks in our new digs. We're just working like busy as beavers, if I can use cliches. The construction kept us from doing very much before we got here, but we got progress. The audio room will be fully functional by the end of today. It's pretty much there now. The excitement here is the top-of-the-line Klipsch theater stuff is supposed to arrive today or tomorrow in the new Sony 4K projector. So putting the theater, you know, into shape. It might be done by this weekend, I hope, but the 85-inch Sony XBR is back up on the wall, and the newest 75-inch XBR, which is kind of this year's version of a TV I think you watch a lot, it's $17.99 here.
Whoa. The one I bought went down again? Okay.
Great. Well, it's a couple models newer, but yeah, it's
whatever. Happens every time.
All they do is make them better and cheaper. It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah. No, you've got it going on. The OLEDs are just stupid. It just come on.
They just look so ridiculous. And you still have a shot at, if you're looking at a 55-inch, we have a handful of the 2018 series, which are hundreds and hundreds less than the new ones now. While they last, 3 or 4 of them left at $13.99, and it just puts a mark on the wall for everybody else to shoot at.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're liking the new place. We've had some well-wishers stop by that they're, you know, to poke their nose and go, hey.
I was a well-wisher.
You were. I appreciated it, too. It's good to see people from, you know, that care about it. I think maybe some of them are just getting new stickers for their car, but we'll take it.
Well, listen, you can have a lot more people that are walking by to go to the post office, to go to the DMV. They're just the stuff out there they're going to walk around. They're going to poke in when they see that, and that'll be a good thing for you. But just how do you sleep at night? I mean, you must be exhausted every night you go home.
Oh boy, it's the ibuprofen bottle's got to work out the last couple months.
I mean, you're the man. You are something. You've done this with joy and you've done this with optimism, and we're rooting for you the whole time. If you want something in sound, he's got it going. The home theater thing will be up soon. You're going to love all of that. And then the televisions and the service, you got
the... Yeah, and the boardroom commercials and the commercial stuff. If your office needs an upgrade, we do that too.
Well, you need that for your presentations.
Yep.
And you guys install and you don't make a mess and you know how to tuck away wires and you have the same fellas you've had for decades, and that's awesome. All right, my friend, where do they find Steve Suderman at Good Vibes?
Now at 2010 Round Barn Road, but still at gvibes.com on the web.
All right, buddy boys. Hang in there. You're doing great.
Thanks, Stevie.
You betcha. Steve Suderman, friend of mine, hanging in there in a tough field. But if you want, the thing that you don't know is that you can go to the big box stores and the price is about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the big box stores buy hundreds of thousands of these so they can lose a little money on them. But they don't have, you can do whatever you want with whoever they have installing. They're not going to be as good as these guys.
That's right.
They're so good. They've been doing it so long. I'd say you got to tuck these wires away, Janet, and we'll see. They know how to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the news will be coming up next. We haven't talked to Rachel Sutherland, Fox News reporter, so we'll catch up with her coming up.
In the D.C. Bureau, I believe.
Yep, Fox News D.C. Bureau, always fun. All right, we'll do that coming up. And, again, thank you for all your texts about winning that $1,000 voucher from me. From my money, from me, because I know you're going to like Luther Falls.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of people that want it, so exciting. Okay, and if you don't win it this time, again, the next 2 months for sure.
And maybe you could poke around remodelingchampagne.com.
Yeah, it's really cool ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful. All right, we'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5, 7:55.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 30% off paint?
Yes.
And 30%?